Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation, coming out of Father-Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unenforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 27 through 30, as in the Message. Maybe you've heard that scripture before. The one we're more familiar with is, "My yoke is easy and light." And a lot of people don't understand what Christ meant. Living itself doesn't always seem easy or light. And certainly working for God doesn't always seem easy or light. Sometimes it seems heavy and a burden. Especially when we try to fit ourselves into all these rules that we have to keep right. Don't do this and don't do that and be this way and be that way. So often we work so hard to be something we're not with God. And how silly can that be? Because He created us. It's impossible to be what we're not. He knows. Every curse word we ever think, God knows about. Every sin we ever contemplate committing, God knows. Every fear we've ever had or will have, God knows. Because just as no one knows the Father like the Son, and no one knows the Son like the Father, no one knows the saved like the Savior. We're known, my friends, inside and out. And it doesn't have to be hard or work. Being a Christian, being in love with God, doesn't have anything to do with religion. That would be like love having to do with a prison term. If you have to go to prison, you have to serve your time. But if you're in love, you're not serving time, you're enjoying time. If you're really truly in love with God, you're enjoying time. It is not a burden to do. It's a joy. And it can be easy and light. So often I think we make it hard when things come up that we don't know what we should do about. Someone makes us angry and our first response might be that we want to get mad. Or we don't know how to handle it. Now, oh my, how should I handle this thing? I've offended this person, or I think I've done wrong, or they don't seem like they like me. What should I do? Friends, the reason God uses the image of the yoke being easy and light is because it goes on oxen. And when oxen are in a yoke, they don't decide where they're going to go. He who controls the yoke decides where they're going to go. And we need to allow God to decide our path and our destinies. when we can train ourselves to be comfortable in harness, to be comfortable under direction of God's mighty hand, then it truly becomes easy and light. When we can sit back and not worry about the storm that rages around us, then we can truly be at peace. There's another scripture in the Bible that talks about exactly that. And it comes from Luke 8. And I'd like to read it to you. It's from Luke 8, verses 22 through 25. One day, he and the disciples got into a boat. "Let's cross the lake," he said. And off they went. It was smooth sailing, and he fell asleep. And then a terrific storm came up suddenly on the lake, and water poured into the boat, and they were about to capsize. And yet there was Jesus asleep in the bottom of the boat. And they woke him up. "Master, Master, we are going to drown." And getting to his feet, he told the wind, "Silence," and the waves, "Quiet down." And they did it, and the lake became smooth as glass. And then he said to his disciples, "Why can't you trust me?" And they were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering, "Who is this anyway that he calls out to the winds and the sea, and they do what he tells them to do?" You see, they lived with God, and they had trouble letting him be God. They lived with Jesus, and yet they marveled at his control of the elements. So I guess we can cut ourselves a break that we have trouble relaxing in the middle of the storm. But you notice there, God didn't prevent the storm. But he was in the boat with them, and he calmed the storm when they were afraid. And I truly believe, my friends, in the middle of the storm, if we can just be patient enough, Jesus will react. I truly believe that even if they were faithful enough not to bother to wake Christ, the boat would not have capsized. It was not God's will. There was a mission to be accomplished. They needed to get to the other side, and Jesus was with them. Surely, he would handle it. I don't know about you, but I want the kind of faith that drove Peter out of the boat to try walking on the waves. Yes, Peter sank when he became aware of what he was doing. But when Christ called him from the boat to walk on the waves in that other scripture, he got out of the boat and he walked on the waves until something inside of him said, "This can't be done." And then he began to sink, and yet Christ saved him, just like Christ saved those in the boat. If you are Christ, you belong to Jesus, will he not save you? I pray that you know with every fiber of your being that he will. Amen.